Joe, we almost had a crisis on our hands.
Uh-oh.
Yesterday.
Oh, yesterday. Okay.
For the show, because there was a question of how you ate grapes.
Oh, yes.
We were talking about, you know, stealing grapes from the grocery store, which is that like the only thing that's acceptable to take one of at the grocery store without paying?
See, I don't think anything's acceptable. I think
everyone tastes. I don't personally. I do, you know, I give them a little squeeze test. The grapes, yeah, you got to make, they're expensive. You got to make sure you're getting good ones, not a bad batch. I don't pop them, but I don't think anything of, you know, people who eat a grape at the grocery store. It is like the one thing, it's acceptable to try it before you buy it. Is there anything else at the grocery store that would be like that?
I don't know if it's acceptable, but when I was a kid,
it's absolutely acceptable.
No. I don't know if what I'm about to say is acceptable. Okay. When there used to be huge bulk sections that have now been, you know, taken over by craft beer. When I was a kid, you know, my hand would go into the Pez. Oh, let's get some of that. The Nerds, let's get some of that. Again, not sure it was acceptable, but that's where I would take a few samples.
No, yeah, you're describing the theft.
Yeah,
that's not sampling. No one's ever like, you know what, I want some Bazooka Joe, but I got to make sure that this is a good batch.
But people say that's why they got rid of bulk candy. I disagree. They got rid of bulk candy because of self-checkout. People put in for the cheapest thing in bulk candy and would fill it with whatever they please.
Well, you would do that even before self-checkout because the scanner thing was right there. You put in whatever number you want or you barely weigh it.
But you go, is this someone that's going to overanalyze what I'm buying at the register?
Okay, now, well, you are purposefully distracting us from what happened yesterday.
Okay, I still stand by what I said, by the way. Now, you made me think of it. So I went and got a grape and ate a grape. No, you're right. I don't eat it half and then rest of it.
You have to reset this. We were talking about this, and you said to the idea that somebody would try a grape in the grape aisle.
Yeah.
Before that, you go, I think these were your exact words. Oh, that's gross. Like, they bite into it and the juice gets, like, just flies all over all the grapes.
I still think that's an accurate description.
No. I went, hold up. Like, that's... How do you eat a grape? Like, nobody, unless you're 3 years old, and I know this because I have a 3-year-old at home, and that's how I make him eat his grapes. But outside of that, nobody eats a grape in bites.
Not most people. I guarantee there's someone over the age of 3 that eats it in bites, or they get it just on the edge of their mouth and something comes out. I just don't like the idea of standing over the grapes and saying, do these grapes work?
You pop a grape in your mouth.
Yeah, no.
You were under the assumption that people take bites out of grapes and eat them like apples.
I guarantee there are people who do. Not like apples. There's a completely different way of eating half a grape and eating an apple.
Not really. You're taking a bite out of it. No. That's not a bite. The whole thing is you put the whole thing in your mouth.
Take the grapes and be on your way. Grapes are delicious.
No,
that's the moral of the story.
Well, you can bite into your grapes, just don't do it around me. I don't get too grossed out by eaters a lot, but that would be if you eat your grapes in bites. Do it outside of my line of vision because I can't imagine what that looks like.
Yeah, I eat in your own time. I do get some people just have weird ways of eating altogether. I'm not saying I'm different. I'm just saying.
We were talking this morning quite a bit about a couple of things going on in the state. The state budget, no deal yet, but the governor did talk yesterday saying that, well, things are moving along. One of the things holding things up right now, she quoted Wayne Gretzky. She said, and you know what? I would agree with this to an extent. She said, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take. I would agree with the attitude and, you know, mention that people care about bail. They don't necessarily care if the budget's late. And I would say, yeah, that's right. Like, that's, I don't know a single person over the last month who has, in, you know, their own time to me or to anyone, like, oh, man, God, can you believe that? They're like a week late now on this budget. I've been waiting around for it. Like, nobody says that.
No.
So I think she's absolutely right. One of the things that's, you know, holding things up, though, is this effort to crack down on unlicensed marijuana stores. What exactly that might look like. Might it include a way for these sticker shops to go legit? Meanwhile, outside of the budget, this was reported on in the New York Post. Could the governor be testing the waters on a ban of all tobacco sales? The governor's state health department commissioning a new survey that was sent out to county legislators, county directors of public health, asking if they would be in favor or against a ban on all tobacco products. These are some how the questions are worded. What is your opinion about a policy that would end the sale of all tobacco products in New York within 10 years? In favor or against? What is your opinion on a policy that would ban the sale of all tobacco products to those born after a certain date? For example, those born in the year 2010 or later would never be sold tobacco products. Would you be in favor or against? Could she be testing the waters? And yesterday we asked Bill Comrad about this. What do you think about this idea?
Let's be honest. It's how does the state go from legalizing marijuana to banning tobacco? It just doesn't make sense to me.
We heard from Jack O'Donnell, Joe, and he kind of gave us a similar response.
Yeah. Not only is the state allowing recreational marijuana, but in fact they're pushing it, and they're advocating for this whole new marijuana marketplace and economy. So the idea that they're going to push that while at the same time trying to ban all cigarettes, there's certainly an optics problem, if not a hypocrisy problem.
And Kent Sopras is with the Convenience Stores Owners Association.
It is straight up hypocritical. It makes no sense.
They all kind of sound the same on the idea, don't they?
Yes, and I think they're right. It's sending two completely different messages.
How?
Well, it's saying marijuana, which, I mean, I think most people have at one time in their life tried marijuana. That's legalized now, which I think New York State's moving way too slow on legalizing marijuana. While there's also saying this is okay, but now this other thing that also doesn't have to be smoked. I mean, the main argument is most people aren't smoking, or, you know, marijuana can be taken in so many different forms. Well, a lot of people chew tobacco, you know, they do dipping tobacco. The point is...
That's not an argument with marijuana at all that I've ever heard.
Okay. I've heard that one. You know, people say less and less people are smoking marijuana. I've heard
That would have nothing to do with the argument to legalize it. Smoke or non-smoke has nothing to do with the legalization.
But I've heard that. And you're talking about putting that on the market, something that the state will be able to benefit off of, at the same time saying, okay, while this is legal, something that still, you know, many people do. We did a whole show on people smoking in their house, Brian, saying this, while marijuana is in, tobacco is out. I just don't see how you do that at the same time. I do find it hypocritical.
Yeah, that is the word everyone seems to use. It's hypocritical. And you can weigh in on this, too. 803-0930. Maybe tell me how I'm wrong. 803-0930. You send us a text or give us a call. I just do not at all see how this is hypocritical. I don't see how that word applies at all to these two things. And, like, maybe somebody can help me figure it out. How at all is it hypocritical to... think, and this, by the way, I would not support a ban on all tobacco sales. I'm up in the air on marijuana. I don't know what I really think about it, but I don't see how at all you can look at these two issues and say that if the state is looking to ban all tobacco, it's hypocritical because they're allowing marijuana. They're two completely different things. Like, to me, that it is the same as saying, I don't know, Joe, the state is allowing, we're opening the doors to fireworks. And how hypocritical can that be when you've banned, eating dogs?
Yeah. Those are, here's how they're similar. I agree that they're different, right?
But they're completely different things.
I'd be saying the exact same thing if they were legalizing marijuana and said, but we're going to get rid of alcohol. They're both similar in the fact that it is something that people use for joy. Now, I understand marijuana has its medical benefits as well, but we are talking about recreational marijuana. Medical marijuana has been legal. Recreational marijuana, yes, it's different than tobacco, obviously. It's got different / same effects as tobacco, right? It's something that people do when we're talking recreational for pleasure. Why are you going to say this is okay, but tobacco's not? Like I said, I think it'd be the same thing if you said, hey, marijuana, legal now. However, the beer, off the shelves.
Smoking cigarettes, chewing tobacco causes cancer.
Yes. And according to, I know how much you like
smoking marijuana does not.
I know how you love when I bring studies. According to ABC News, smoking marijuana may be more harmful to your lungs than cigarettes.
How so?
Well, if you read in the, now, this is what I also hate about studies and research, because you have two different publications from around the same time that say two completely different things. You've got one that says smoking tobacco worse than smoking marijuana. And then you have ABC, which I'm going to use that one for my argument, saying that smoking marijuana is more harmful to your lungs than smoking tobacco. Now, if you go on and read this, there are some issues with using this for an argument. I was hoping I could just stop at the title. Because you have decades of study on tobacco. For some reason, they haven't been studying the effects of marijuana for the same length of time as tobacco.
Illegal.
Yes, but let's not fool ourselves. People have been smoking marijuana
for
decades.
You can't get funding to study something if it's an illegal product. It's a major problem in this entire legalization fight that researchers are having. It's hard to research the effects of marijuana. But basically what you're saying is you have a weak study that looked at 30 people versus like 100 years
of research. I knew you were going to say that.
But no, it is.
I think smoking anything is
why
bad
would
for
you
lungs.
Be? Again, I do not think that the state should be in the business of banning all tobacco products. I would be strongly against that. Do whatever you want with the knowledge that everybody has that smoking causes cancer. The argument here would be that it would be a public health benefit to stop the sale of tobacco products because it would have, and you could talk to Roswell Park, the cancer societies about this. I mean, a million people will tell you the same thing. There would be an insane public health benefit if people have stopped smoking. If all people stopped smoking or using tobacco because,
of course,
it has been proven that it causes cancer.
Of course.
Marijuana is a completely different plant. It does not cause cancer. It is not at all the same thing as tobacco. Why would it be hypocritical to do one thing with one thing and another thing with something that is another thing?
We can get into the other things that people consume regularly that cause cancer that the state's not banning. However, tobacco, marijuana, I'll go back. This is how I think it's hypocritical. You can loop marijuana, tobacco, alcohol, recreational marijuana, obviously, right? I think it's different than medical marijuana because medical marijuana has already been legal. You can loop marijuana, tobacco, alcohol, all in the same thing. It's what people do for joy. It's what people do for pleasure. And
you can't.
Yes, you can.
You can loop hopscotch in.
Okay.
People
fine.
Do it for joy. If that's your thing, people doing it for joy, you can loop anything.
All three is marijuana does have health benefits, obviously, when we're talking about pain, but all three do have some. You have your benefit, you enjoy it, but they also have a risk involved, right? You drink too much, that's a risk involved.
Please tell me, what is the risk of smoking too much pot?
You've never, I mean, I'm just saying.
But you can't name one.
It's what you do for joy. You just said there's not enough studies to say what the long-term effects of marijuana are. Right?
Willie Nelson is 92 years old.
Very
on stage
point.
Every night.
Very good point.
There's my long-term study. Tommy Chong is making another movie.
Oh, really?
There's my long-term study.
I'm just saying that I think if you're going to say, hey, marijuana's here, everyone enjoy it. I know that's not what the state's saying. I do think it's a bad look. It's hypocritical to say, but tobacco. But everyone's gonna have to move to marijuana now, and we're gonna take tobacco off the shelf
again. That's like saying, you know what, the basketball team left, so everyone's gonna watch hockey now. No, they're not. They're completely different things. A cigarette smoker is not going to see a cigarette go off the shelf and be like, well, I have no other choice. I got to start smoking pot.
I'm sure some will. A lot of people, when they stop smoking, they put on weight because they have to fill that void. If marijuana is there, I would assume that a lot of the 10% of the state that's still left smoking would move to marijuana if they haven't already.
Why would you ever assume that? It's a completely different thing.
Okay, then why, when you quit smoking, do people eat more? There's something there.
So you're saying people will stop smoking cigarettes.
Yes.
And they'll gain weight. And your answer to that is start smoking marijuana, which the side effect is you eat more.
I guarantee that people who that would be the move for a lot of people.
You have to unpack that. Why in the world would that be?
People smoke to calm themselves down, right? They smoke to get the nicotine to calm themselves down, right? It's also what's addictive to it. If that is no longer there anymore and you need something to take off that edge, I think you would probably look to marijuana. I don't think that's a far stretch to make.
They're two completely different things. It is as much of a stretch as saying, I can't drink. Prohibition, 2024, we did it again. We banned all booze, and I love a beer at the bar at the end of the day, and I can't drink anymore, so I'm just going to start drinking Monsters.
That is different because caffeine, if you're...
It's the same comparison because they're two completely different things.
But people use them for the same effect is what I'm saying. People do use them to calm down. People smoke marijuana to calm down. People smoke a cigarette to calm down. That's why when something stressful happens, I need a cigarette.
I think that is like...
And now I got to go walk 600 feet away from the building to smoke.
That's the greatest oversimplification of anything ever.
Life can be
simple. You can go on a smoke break and then drive your forklift for the rest of your shift. Nobody's doing that. Nobody's taking their smoke break, lighting up a joint, and going back into the warehouse.
I don't think it works in every situation. I don't think it's the stretch you're making it that people would replace smoking tobacco with smoking marijuana if tobacco wasn't there. You're making it sound like it's the craziest thing that's ever been said. I don't think it's that crazy. I think people would calm down. They say, all right, well, I don't have tobacco anymore. I guess, I can't do it at work. Right? Nicotine patches will fly off the shelf. I guess when I get home, I'll have some marijuana to calm me down. I might need some marijuana to calm me down from this show.
Somebody explain to me how it's hypocritical. How it's hypocritical to ban one thing and give the green light to another. They're not the same thing. They're not the same thing. It would be hypocritical to ban whiskeys and to allow all that's a type of whiskey, to allow all vodka to flow freely. That would be hypocritical to me. It is hypocritical if you want to get into the smoking debate. You know what is hypocritical? Banning flavored vapes but allowing flavored marijuana products. Saying that vape companies have been... going after kids with some of their products and packaging, and that just simply by having the flavor strawberry that you're going after kids, we must not allow this, yet allowing an edible marijuana gummy that tastes like strawberry to be on the market, that is hypocritical.
That is hypocritical.
But the idea of getting rid of tobacco versus allowing marijuana, I do not see where the hypocrisy lies in this.
Again, I think it's people see them as an escape. It's what people do for pleasure. It's
perception. It's not reality. People are perceiving marijuana to be, for whatever reason, in the same category as cigarettes. Some people perceive, for whatever reason, cigarettes to be in the same category as alcohol. It's not at all. And the reason that you would get rid of tobacco is completely different from any reason that you would get rid of marijuana or alcohol.
That's true. However, I just don't think the state should be in the business of taking something like that away, number one. And number two, I mean, it's a decision people make. And it is, and this is why people think it's hypocritical, and perception is everything. I was told that. People use the three things to enjoy themselves, to get away, right? And I think you're saying tobacco users, you no longer are given that option to have your drug of choice while we're bringing marijuana in. I do think that's how people are viewing it.
Doesn't mean it's right. 803-0930.
I didn't say
B-Maz
it was right.
And Beamer on WBEN. Back here, B-Maz and Beamer. I just, I have not seen a good reason to believe what everybody is saying about the comparison between marijuana and smoking.
I gave it my best shot. I'm upset on this one. I gave it my best shot. I tried to illustrate how people are thinking throughout the state when they say hypocritical. I do think I'm illustrating what's going through their mind when they say this. Again, it doesn't make it actually hypocritical, but that's what I think people are thinking when they say it.
Yeah, I understand, but it's just they're two different things. I get people are looking at this as just smoking is smoking. We actually got a couple of comments in here. Smoking is smoking, no matter what it is. And I couldn't think that that's true at all.
Let me say this. I do think, you know, if you light anything and inhale it, I do think there's a risk there. However, someone also brought up a good point, Brian, that, you know, cigarettes do have more than just lighting tobacco, right? I mean, we're talking tar. We're talking a bunch of things that go into a single cigarette. So you are inhaling more with a cigarette than marijuana. But I do continue to believe that any kind of smoke breathed into your lungs is not the healthiest thing.
Oh, no. Don't breathe in a burning anything.
Right.
It's probably a good rule of thumb if you want to have like the healthiest lungs whatsoever.
Right.
The reason you're targeting tobacco specifically is, you know, the years of like proven link between that and cancer. And like that, it is a completely different thing than what marijuana is. Just because sometimes you smoke both of them, like, doesn't make them the same thing and be on the same field. It is akin to if the state were to ban a certain type of plastic because it had a carcinogen in it that it found was, highly causing cancer rates to increase in the area. You wouldn't say that it's hypocritical that they're banning that but allowing marijuana, right? Like, it's, to me, it is the exact same thing. The only reason people are looking at the two things together is because there's smoke involved, which, again, you could say the same thing about if you are a cigarette user. I wouldn't go after marijuana. I'd go after bonfires. You're banning tobacco products, but you're still going to allow me to roast marshmallows? What's going on here?
And you might be right, but like I said, I loop them all together. They're all part of one group. They're all governed by the same body in the government when we're talking about tobacco, marijuana, and alcohol. I am putting all of those in the same category because for me, those are three things people do for pleasure. Again, we're talking recreational marijuana. Those are things people do for pleasure. I think you're right. A lot of people are just going to the smoke and smoke thing. But the way that marijuana now, you can find it in any form you want. I don't think it's fair to look at it that way to go with what you're saying, Brian. But I think it's hypocritical because we are talking about three ways people escape.
Yeah, but then then you want all drugs legal.
I didn't say that.
You kind
of
did.
But of the legal drugs, those are three legal drugs in this state that people use to escape.
Okay.
Why take away one of them?
Why not add one?
I mean, in time, we might. I'm just saying, why? I mean, 15 years ago, people would have thought it was ridiculous to legalize marijuana. And look where we are. I'm saying of the legal drugs, these are legal ways people escape. I think if you're going to take one away while introducing the other, I do see where that looks hypocritical. I don't agree with they're both smoke, even though, according to ABC, but then the Denver Post says something different. But according to ABC, smoking marijuana is more harmful for your lungs.
Well, not according to ABC. According to a study that was written about on an ABC article. Not according to ABC. Look at studies. You can go and spend the next 5 weeks looking at every single study there are, and they'll all come back with different things.
Right. That's why I say I don't look at it that way. And I didn't want to look at it that way for this argument because you make a good point. There are so many ways to ingest. Is that the way to say ingest marijuana? Tobacco, it's pretty much chewing or smoking it. But again, there are ways people get away. I like, Brandon, I like a nice cigar. Right? I like a nice cigar. I would hate for that to be taken off the shelf. And that's not something that you can replace with marijuana, in my opinion.
What the state is looking at, I think that's important here. It's not even a proposal yet. There is this idea being floated around. And by the way, I should say, I don't think it's a good idea either. But what the state is looking at, lung cancer responsible for the most deaths, nearly three times more than the next leading type of cancer. That's what they're looking at as like a reason why you would get rid of tobacco. Like, that is the thing. It's not smoke. It's not we need to get rid of a vice people have. It's not, you know, anything to do with we need to shut down stores or something like that. Like, that would be the reason behind it.
And I understand that. I understand that. But, you know, we've believe me, from the day you're born, you hear about how unhealthy cigarettes are for you, right? I mean, I don't know if it's still that way, but from the day you're born, you hear about how unhealthy cigarettes are for you. So the state wants to take a healthy approach and get rid of cigarettes. Now, you're probably not going to agree with this, but, you know, what's the next thing? Are they going to make you weigh when you pay your taxes? Because obesity is the leading cause of preventable death in America. So what are we going to do? If it's really about health, after taking cigarettes off, are we going to put a weight limit on people? You get what I'm saying?
You can have the argument with your health insurance premium. If you want to talk smoking and weight, that's where that would definitely apply. To me, the hypocrisy is in the flavored tobacco, flavored vape, where you are banning flavors. Not all of them. You're allowing one flavor. You're allowing menthol, but not any other flavor. I mean, it's like the whole thing is you've twisted yourself into a pretzel of regulation as to what you can allow and what you can't allow. And the idea that you are going to ban flavors, you don't want young people using tobacco. You also say you don't want young people using marijuana. Flavors are okay with one, but flavors are not only not okay with another, not okay to an extent that will sue your company for $1 billion for another. That is where you twist yourself in a pretzel. That is where, Joe, quite frankly, I could not believe that Juul settlement from the other week, where you know they were found liable to, or well, not found liable, but they were forced to pay up so much money to all these states for marketing to kids. I want to know who their lawyer was, because if I was their lawyer, I'd drive to North Tonawanda, where we've had billboards, and the billboards to stop kids from vaping. It's like the funniest thing in my mind. The billboards are, it says 97%, I think it's between 95 and 99. 97% of North Tonawanda teens don't vape. And that's in the billboard. The idea here is to tell you, like, you don't have to vape to fit in with the kids because all the kids aren't doing it. But you're telling me at the same time that there's an epidemic of teen vaping and then putting up a billboard staring me in the face as I'm driving in the car. 97% don't do it. Well, that's not an epidemic.
Right.
That's 3% of people. 3% of any group of people will be doing anything. So, like, and if I'm a Juul lawyer, I'm looking at the, like, hey, isn't this your billboard here where you say, I'm responsible for 3% of kit? Like, I can't control what 3% of anybody does.
The Juul thing, the flavored vape, I thought was ridiculous. You know, marketing the kids. Last time I checked, Brian, and correct me if I'm wrong, you can still get blueberry vodka. Do we want alcohol advertised to kids, you know, pushed to kids? I mean, you can get vodka in any flavor.
Did the Juul lawyer know about that?
I would hope they would just walk through a liquor store.
I mean, that's all you need to do.
I mean, there is now a Sunny Delight seltzer drink. You want to talk about marketing to kids?
The best-selling liquors are all now things that taste like, you know, just like a sugar lemonade drink, right?
Yeah.
Isn't that all the, like, it's all, and I see anybody drinking anymore. It's stuff that either tastes like 7-Up or Sunny D.
Yeah, I worked at a liquor store for 6 months, Brian. Let me tell you, a lot of the flavored stuff's what, but you want to talk about marketing to kids with flavored alcohol, Sunny Delight seltzer drinks, any of the seltzer drinks. I think it's ridiculous, again, to focus on flavored vape. Because I thought the state also didn't want you to drink if you're under the age of 21. But no one in Albany seems to want to mention that.
On the text board, 803-0930, a few people weighing in. Here's an idea. How about you just stop telling me what to do? And yeah, like that's, I'll be there with you. Like I will stand with you for the most part on that.
Yeah.
I just, you know, it bothers me when I hear people make that comparison. Like, I don't know. You wouldn't compare marijuana to tomatoes. They're both plants. They both grow from the ground. You could put it in your backyard in a nice little garden box. So why aren't they considered the same thing? Right? Like, they're just two different things.
They're
because
in the same
people
category.
Happen to look at them as being in the same category. I don't think they should be in the same category.
Okay, but
in your, like, in that line of thinking, heroin is in the same category.
According to the United States government, marijuana, tobacco, and alcohol are all governed by the same body. And again, it's what people use to get away, to escape. And I just don't, I can see where, if you look at it that way, it's hypocritical. It would be hypocritical to say, here's marijuana, but we're getting rid of alcohol. Again, people use them to get away. They're escapes. They're to enjoy themselves.
Yeah, I think if people separated the two, the same way they do separate cigarettes and alcohol in your head, you'd maybe be able to look at the idea.
Well, there are some people that only smoke when they drink.
Yeah, I never understood that.
It's a country song.
It's a real thing.
But it is, yeah.
It's a real thing.
Why do you think smoking in bars was so popular?
Well, to get the machine right there.
Yeah, well, that's one.
So, I mean, it's like, and it's a cool machine. There's one reason. Do you miss it? The ambiance of a smoky room?
I mean, it's been so long. You know, when we talk about smoky rooms, you know, I remember Friendly's in Hornell, New York, the smoking section. If the non-smoking was full, we would go to the smoking section. When I think of smoky rooms, I think that. I think the Buffalo Wild Wings on Robinson before they moved down the boulevard. That's what I think when I think of smoky areas.
Yeah, I'm obviously, I know I'm in the minority here, because if I wasn't, there would be more places like this opening up around, you know, Buffalo and Western New York and just anywhere, a bar, private bar, a club, or even just a bar with a license where you're allowed to smoke inside. I mean, you can apply for the license. No one seems to do it. The only one that was around was, or that I really know of, was across from us here. Or around the corner, I should say.
Now it's a medical facility.
Yeah, what a turnaround. So, it's obviously not a popular opinion, but I miss the ambiance of a smoky room.
Yeah, I think bars should, and like you said, they can make the choice. I think they should be able to make the choice, apply for that license, but
they can, but they don't, because right? People don't want it. I mean, like, that's like a free market. People have chosen.
Do people want it, or do bars say, I don't want to be closed to only people who want that ambiance? Right now, I'm open to everybody.
Yeah, because you would be, I mean, you're not closed to only, well, yeah, I mean, you are technically, you're not closed to only smokers. Like, anyone would be able to go in.
Right.
But you'd have to be in a smoky room. Most people don't want that. Like, most people don't want to, I would put myself in there. I don't want to come out of anywhere smelling like smoke, right?
Right.
But there is something about having that. It is nice every once in a while.
Yeah.
It would be nice to have that one place. If there's one place, I feel like it could survive. Not one on every corner. But if there was like one place in Western New York.
But it didn't. That's the problem. I think other bars look at that bar. We all know what anyone who's listening knows what we're talking about, Brian, right? And everyone knew about it, and it went out of business.
Yeah, yeah. It's
unfortunate.
It's sad. Would you care if the Super Bowl was in Paris?
Yes.
I don't think I would. I'm just bringing this up because there's, every once in a while, you brought up a soccer thing yesterday. I'll bring one up today. They're talking about, bluffing, in my opinion. They always say, if they're looking to do something unpopular, they'll put out in the media something more unpopular. And then, you know how it goes. They're talking about having the Champions League final maybe as soon as 2026 in America. I mean, and that is it's basically the Super Bowl of European soccer every year. At the end of a big tournament, all the best teams from all the best countries and leagues all together in one tournament. And they're thinking, hey, we can have this in America. We could sell out any stadium with this in the world. Let's put it in the U.S. where they're suckers and we'll pay $500 to sit in the last row of the stadium. And I said, well, that would be like moving the Super Bowl over to Paris or Munich or London or anywhere, over there in Europe. And then I said, well, hang on a second. Maybe that's a bad comparison because I wouldn't care.
I mean, not that I'm going, but I...
That's the whole part of it.
Yeah.
Not that I'm going. Like, I'm never going to a Super Bowl. It's already...
Will it still be on at 6:30?
Yeah, that's the only part that I care about. The timing. Maybe it'll be on a little bit earlier. That would be nice. A 5 o'clock start? I could do that for the Super Bowl.
Dude, I'm fine for a 3 o'clock Super Bowl.
Yeah. Why not? Or move to Saturday night, which would be nice, too.
I like that, too.
But, it's already this super expensive thing that I'll never go to. Like, why would I care? What difference does it make to me if it's in Arizona or London?
Yeah,
it really doesn't to me. I'm watching it from my couch.
But first reaction when you say that, I go, that's ridiculous. I wouldn't want it not to be in America.
Right. But, with this soccer game, that is a big thing. Actual fans travel. The ticket prices have been affordable to actual fans. I mean, there's less of them for the final because they, mark off huge sections for all the... big wigs and suits and whatever. It's something that fans of the team will travel and go to in big numbers. The Super Bowl, if the Bills made the Super Bowl for the first time since 94, people would go.
Right.
But just in general, it is not that type of thing.
And with that thinking... If it was in Paris, I probably wouldn't go, but I would feel bad that Buffalonians wouldn't be as represented.
See, I don't think so. I think if it's in Paris, if you are saying, where's the Super Bowl this year? Is it in Arizona again?
That was last year. Oh, it's in Vegas.
Yeah, same thing. Vegas, Arizona, L.A., or Florida. It's in one of those places.
It's in one of the new stadiums.
It's in one of those places every single time. But to me, it is as obtainable... If I'm thinking of going to the Super Bowl in Vegas, what would stop me from going to the Super Bowl in Paris?
A couple $1,000s. It's a lot more expensive to fly to Paris and stay in Paris.
Not necessarily.
Vegas was a bad comparison because I could stay at the Excalibur for $30 with reward points. Let's say Los Angeles.
But
I get your point.
Your tickets, it's a super expensive thing to do. What's an extra $200 to make that trip across the Atlantic?
Yeah. Again, I think thinking about it more, you're right. If I'm going to go, I'm going to go, right? Wherever it is. But here's one thing. When you're in Paris, you can't stay in Vegas. When you're in Vegas, you could stay in Paris.
There you go. anyone who goes to the Super Bowl, everyone we talked to last year about planning to make that trip, what did they all say? Money's not, it's whatever it takes. Money's not an object.
Must be nice.
I'll go there. Well, it's either a must be nice or you're kind of stupid. But that is the attitude. So what difference would it make?
I will say this. I am upset the Bills are losing a home game this year. I know it was their year to only have 8 anyway, but it does kind of suck that we're losing one to an overseas. I understand that's good for the league, but would be nice to have 9 home games again this year.
Yeah. We're already going to overseas. What am I thinking? We'll be back here tomorrow, B-Maz and Beamer on WBEM.